Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Praise God, everybody. Hasn't this been exciting?
Yes.
All last week, never compromise the Word of God and never quit.
Yes.
And then you begin to realize that the power of God is in His love.
Yes.
That everything revolves around His love because He is love.
Yes.
He has faith, but He is love. Yes. And the gospel of God's love, it is good news.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to realize that the Apostle John was the one that did not compromise where Jesus was concerned. He stayed with Him. He was with right there by His side all the way through the trial of Jesus. He was right there the whole time. He walked right next to Him all the time. And He's the one that... Now, He's the one that spoke of Himself in His gospel as the one whom Jesus loved.
And now, laid all over Him all the time.
Yeah.
He's always laying on Him.
Yeah, He was just right there. And it was always Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. Now, James was John's brother. And they were the three that Jesus would pull out of the 12. And they were with Him all the time. They were with Him at the Mount of Transfiguration. They were there. And they were right there all the time. That speaks well for Mr. Zebedee.
Yeah.
Because they were his sons. But they were also called the sons of thunder. So they weren't always just so lovely, doesn't sound like to me, when they were fishermen. And these guys were tough, you know. They're just tough guys. And anyway, and John, the man of love, was the one of his disciples they could not kill. The rest of them were martyred in one way or another. And, but he walked in love. He preached love. And I'm convinced that the Apostle Paul must have studied him, because there's so much of what he taught based on exactly the same thing. And, so anyway, they tried to kill him. And one of Rome's most gruesome executions, well, particularly if they're trying to make a statement, and they did with Christians every way they could for a long time, is to just hook somebody with a grappling hook and dump them in a boiling pot of oil and just pull out a skeleton. Mm. They did that with him, and it didn't touch him. Now, this is the Hebrew children in the New Testament. Now, last week we studied the Hebrew children in the burning fiery furnace. This is a boiling vat of oil. So they got rid of him to get him out. And they exiled him to a place that was just, well, it was what it was. It just put somebody in exile. And he wrote the book of Revelation. And he was the one that lived an old age. And he was the one, now remember, that Jesus hanging on the cross because of John's trustworthiness. He was the one that, Peter fell away. He was the one that stayed, and he was there. He was the one hanging on the cross. He said, "Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." That's huge. That's huge. And he took care of Jesus' mother, Mary. Yes. Took care of her. And they wound up in Ephesus, where Timothy was pastor. And the Apostle Paul had to write to Timothy, let nobody despise your youth. Well, here's this very young man pastoring the Apostle John and the mother of Jesus. Now, that would be quite a challenge. And I remember the first sermon that I preached in front of Oral Roberts. And I remember the first one I preached in front of Kenneth Hagin. And, it was at Sheridan Assembly, and it was a very large church. And back in those days, for a Pentecostal church to be that big was unusual. And they had the choir loft full, well, every seat 1,000 people. And I went early that night, and I touched all of the seats, and I preached that night, and it was a very anointed night, and the anointing kind of settled in my legs. And so I went on out to the car, and someone helped me in the car, and I sat down, and I was very aware that Kenneth E. Hagin was there, and everything I preached, I learned from him. Sound like I was just repeating it. Well, I didn't. I didn't have any other thing to preach. And I sat down in the car, and he said, "You okay?" And I looked over there, and it was Brother Hagin. He took me to the car. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for the love of God.
Yes, yes.
That's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. And we thank you and praise you today that the love of God is everything. The love of the living God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. So that whoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Let's open our Bibles once again today to John, the 13th chapter. This is in that very fateful night. It's in the middle of the night. And it's better that you don't look at scenes and so forth about how and predict it as people sitting up at a table. If there was any table at all, it was very low, mostly on the people sitting. People are sitting on the floor. And you see, John, he had to be right there at the right of Jesus because he's just laying on his bosom. He's just lying there. And the most important words in history were spoken that night in that covenant meal. And there were things that happened that astounded these men. They're all Orthodox Jews. They'd gone through this meal many times before. And the way that Messiah's cup was always upside down. He picked that cup up. Now, okay. But the most important thing he said, verse 31, therefore, when he was gone, he's talking about Judas gone out of the room. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in Him. If God be glorified in Him, God shall also glorify Himself and shall straightway glorify Him. Little children, yet a little while I'm with you, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I shall, and that's so big. And when I take communion, I take communion a lot. And I just take communion. I just get it. And now I say unto you. Boy, I get the impact of that. This whole night has been strange. He stripped down and washed their feet. That was strange. And because this was a monumental thing back in those days. Because you wore sandals, you walk around in old dirty streets and stuff. You remember Jesus said to one man, I came in here and you did not wash my feet. But she has washed my feet with her tears and dried my feet with her hair. This was just huge. He washed their feet. And Peter said, no, you're not going to do that. Okay, so you get the impact. And you remember what Jesus said to him. But now, I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you. Don't you know they were all ears? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, say that, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now, Christian people, whoever you are and wherever you are, that's a commandment. That is not a strong suggestion. That's just as much a commandment as the ten. The ten is wrapped up in that. Jesus said so. The Apostle Paul said so. It's all wrapped up. And you love your neighbor as yourself, because love does no ill will to his neighbor. And we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Love is everything. Amen. And I always turn to Gloria. My life was really in a mess before I met her. Spiritually, it was really in a mess. And I just absolutely just fell in love with her the first day I met her. And couldn't think about anyone else. And then, as you've heard me tell the story, that on our first date, I asked her to marry me. She said, okay, and just went in the house.
I thought, what have I done? I hardly know this man. And the next thought was, oh, well, I'll get out of it later. Now, how long has it been?
60 years. Well, not quite. This is January, February, March, and the 13th day of April. It'll be 60 years. Glory to God.
I don't want out.
No, I don't either. But it was her unconditional love that really just she loved me. And it just, I don't know, it just drew me so close. And I had experienced her love. And that night, in the first week of November of 1962, she had accepted the Lord in October, but she hadn't said anything to me about it. And I had a new job, we had a new apartment, and I came in that night. I'd flown a man, the Arkansas, Louisiana Gas Company by the name of Weir. I'd flown him to Shreveport and back, and I just came back that night. Came in there and changed my clothes and went into the kitchen. She was at the stove. And the room fell up with the glory of God and the love of God. And I just stopped. I had one shoe on. I took my suit off, and I just dropped that other shoe, and I shut my eyes, and I heard these words, Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, you're headed to a devil's hell, son. I said, I know it, but what do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher's voice Mrs. Taggart. So Mrs. Taggart actually won me to the Lord. Years after she was already in heaven. She was old then. She was a widow woman. She wore all black and a little black straw hat all the time, little artificial flowers on it. And just cute little woman. And she loved her boys in Sunday school. And so, you know, in the Southern Baptist Sunday school, they ran it just like school. That's one reason we didn't like it much. But and we got up so far, and they'd promote you, and you get another teacher. So all of us boys said, you promote Ms. Taggart, and we just quit. So Ms. Taggart just promoted with us there, and this is about the third year. I heard her voice. Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I thought, that's old Lady Taggart. And I did it. And it worked. It worked. And it was her love for me that made it so easy for me. And I called her over and hummed him all around about it. And that's when I found out she had accepted the Lord 2 weeks before and hadn't said anything to me about it. Anyway.
I didn't want you to treat me like old Lady Taggart.
No, never. And so the commandment of love, and it's unconditional love. God loves you all your being, all your life.
Praise God.
And even if you turn Him down, He loves you. Even if you wind up never accepting Him as Lord, He loves you all the time and did His best to get you. And I look back on it, and I mean, He was chasing me like a dog chasing, like a hound chasing a rabbit. He bumping me into the front of people and everything else. And I had a praying mother. Then I found out later what mother did. She rolled her care over on the Lord, not in because of 1 Peter 5. She just threw her Bible down on the kitchen table and said, that's it. I'm not praying for him any longer. And she looked up and said, if he goes to hell, it's your fault.
I would say she was exasperated.
Gloria got saved 2 weeks after that. I got saved 2 weeks after her. This is important.
Jesus.
Cast the whole of your care over on Jesus, whatever it is, because as the Scripture says in 1 Peter 5, for He cares for you affectionately.
Thank you, Lord.
Worry is a sin. Quit it. Stop it. It's fear-based. Anyway, this is love-based.
Yeah.
So now, this commandment of love then has affected the rest of the new covenant, because that's where it's based. It's love-based instead of law-based. This has become the law of the church, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, and that now we can go to two different places. First of all, let's go to Galatians chapter 5. And we will read. Now, it says the works of the flesh are manifest in the 19th verse. Are these adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, or strife, emulations, or jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but the fruit of the Spirit. Now, remember now, in the Greek text, have you ever seen the Greek language written? That Greek alphabet doesn't have any capital letters in it. It has no punctuation marks like we have in English. Of course, they have their type of punctuation marks and so forth, but they don't look anything like this. So the translators tried to determine if it's your spirit, it's a small s. If it's the Holy Spirit, it's capital S. And in this case, notice this. But the fruit of the Spirit, and the S is capitalized, but I'll show you something about that, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. They which are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, the fruit of the born-again Spirit, of course, it is of the Holy Spirit, but this is the fruit of your born-again Spirit. So, it's not completely immaterial whether it's capitalized or not, but we need to learn and understand that these fruit are in our spirit right now. The moment you got born again, this became part of your born-again spirit. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus, and this is in your heart.
You know, a good thing, I think, to think about the fruit of the Spirit, spirit is, they're there, and it's up to us to yield to them.
Yes.
Like goodness.
And put them into operation.
Gentleness.
On purpose.
Yeah. Because we know they're in there.
I want to read these from the Amplified. Now, the big thing here is, notice this. Against such, there is no law. Why? These are love produced.
Yeah.
Against these, there is no law. There's no law that supersedes these. They're of God, and they're in us. And look at this. What is it? What's the first one?
Love.
Love. Well, of course it is.
Joy, peace.
That's the law of the church. Of course it is. Then the next one is joy. You could read it like this. The fruit of the Spirit is God, and because it's God, you have His joy and His peace, and He's long-suffering. Now, listen to this from the Classic Amplified. This is, and I learned this from Gloria because she uses the Amplified a lot. I've only got 30 seconds to put this up. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which is His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, or gladness, peace, patience, an even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness. We talked about faithfulness. Last week, David's faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continuance. Against such, there is no law that can bring a charge.
Praise God.
Glory be to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
The fruit of the Spirit is first love.
Peace.
And we're out of time. Oh, come on, Jerry.
Thank you, Papa. The power of God is in His love. And that love is in your born-again spirit. The moment you received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, love and all the fruit of the Spirit came into your heart. And now it's up to you to yield to them and put them into operation on purpose.
God only says good things over your life. When you think, act, and speak the Word for your health, family, and finances, that's what you'll have. But compromising the Word of God will inevitably lead to failure. God's Word, Final Authority is a CD teaching by Kenneth Copeland that will help you make the decision to never compromise the Word again. Jesus, the Word in flesh, is your covenant partner. When you understand the covenant rights He bought and paid for you to have, you can take hold of them. He has a good future for you, one of health, mental and emotional wholeness, and financial freedom. Don't compromise and don't quit. Release the power of God's word as your first and last word in every situation and watch the word go to work for you. The word is where your victory starts. Align your heart and words with God's word to live in his victory and overcoming faith. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's CD series, God's Word Final Authority. Learn to make God's word final authority in your life and how everything you think, say, or do can agree with God's word to bring about his promises for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and they put a lot of emphasis on prayer. It's involved in every point of contact with the partners of this ministry, from phone calls to emails to mail, sending the Believer's Voice of Victory magazines and the product, watching the broadcast and those attending live events. See, KCM has a staff of licensed prayer ministers that are trained in the Word of God, and their whole job is to pray. So if you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. When you are faced with challenges, you know you can have what God promised by faith. See, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Trust God, believe God for things to turn around for your good. Be encouraged, obey His word, stand in faith to receive your breakthrough. Amen. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. So wherever you live, there is a KCM office you can call for prayer. To contact the office nearest you, go to kcm.org and check their hours of operation. Thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and Kelly Copeland will be back on the broadcast to wrap up their study on walking in the love of God. You need to hear this. I need to hear this, and we'll hear it, and we will be changed by it. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.